Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question,
Are you smarter than Katie?
You were a little early.
A little early. It's because I got distracted by Gavin's finger.
I was doing finger guns on it because I was feeling it and I was vibing. And I want to say, great job, Rain.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, if one of the face mask boys is going to perform, it's going to be this guy.
Where's Jacob? Producer Jacob needs to Photoshop the Face Shop Boys album cover immediately.
No, Face Mask Boys, not the
what
Face
did I say?
Shop. The Face Shop Boys.
Hey, moving forward, Producer Jacob, will you join us and we'll make this triple, what is it called?
Trio.
Trio. Yeah, will you do that? Okay, thumbs up from him. Okay, good.
Now, you got a new member. How exciting.
Right.
So quick.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys are interested. We'll certainly have interviews and take it up for consideration.
Oh, okay? We would love to interview you.
Okay.
Yes.
Our schedule's currently full. All right. playing this morning is Liz from Roseville. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Do you play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Not every morning, but I have played.
Now, would you say you're good at some of these questions? Do you think you can beat her today?
I think I can beat her.
Okay. We'll kick Katie out of her homemade studio, please.
Let's go.
All right, Liz. Get more questions right than Katie. You'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Gavin and Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray, tops the list of the best time travel movies of all time. It's a little bit of a stretch. others on the list include Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Primer, and a little-known movie called Back to the Future.
Yes.
In the movie Back to the Future, 80s rocker Huey Lewis makes a cameo as the talent show audition judge. What was the name of his song that was featured in the movie?
3 seconds.
Rock Me Like a Hurricane.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Question two. Happy socially distanced birthday to Michael Phelps. He's 35 today. He is the most decorated Olympian of all time, winning 28 Olympic medals and 23 of them gold in what Olympic sport?
Swimming.
Question three. A couple in Texas went on their first date night after quarantine, only to have a meltdown in a dine-in restaurant because his wife had to wait over 18 minutes for shredded cheese for her fajitas. Quote, it's the only way she can eat her fajitas, he tweeted. Liz, how do you spell fajitas?
F-A-J-I-T-A-S.
Question four. A homemade remake of The Princess Bride started airing short clips on Quibi yesterday, and actors that recreated scenes from the movie include Tiffany Haddish, Common, Joe Jonas, Neil Patrick Harris, Patton Oswalt, Jennifer Garner, and more. In the original 1987 movie, The Princess Bride, what professional wrestler played Fezzik? Is that how you say it?
Fezzik.
Fezzik.
Steve Austin.
And question five. The average American could get about $200 for all of the old electronics they have in their house that they aren't using anymore, like CD players, VCRs, and flip phones. Let's say you have an old CD player for $25, an old VCR for $15, three flip phones at $30 each, an antique turntable for $60, and a first-generation iPod for $10. How much money did you make?
$140.
Katie! Right.
Katie!
Wow, she did that so quick.
He yells from Madison, and then I yell here in Roseville, and then it gets to Katie in Rockland.
Right, right. Kevin yells at the stars, and we don't know how long that takes. Katie, you are going for your 387th win today. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Here we go. Question one. Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray, tops the list of the best time travel movies of all time. Others on the list include Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Primer, and a little-known movie called Back to the Future.
Oh, good God.
In the movie Back to the Future, 80s rocker Huey Lewis makes a cameo as the talent show audition judge. What was the name of his song featured in the movie?
Of his song?
Yes.
Three seconds.
This is not the song at the dance. No.
Three.
It isn't.
No.
That's
two.
Power Live.
Wow.
Correct.
Opening scene.
We also would have accepted Back in Time.
Which one's that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm
gonna
thinking
go of. Back in Time. Bam.
Which one is the opening scene? It's this one.
I think it's
this is the
one,
opening
yeah.
scene.
He's getting pulled on the truck. Guess what, you stupid idiots? You're not the only ones that know about this movie now.
Well, you just combined like three different scenes into one.
That's not true.
That song while he's getting pulled on the truck. Oh, in the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah, and then he goes to Doc's house, bitch.
I'm thinking of the 1950s. Well, the movie starts.
Okay.
The movie starts with him at Doc's house.
You know, we have more questions. Can I get to them?
Do we?
You wish I would? Okay.
I wish you would.
Question two. Happy socially distant birthday to Michael Phelps. He's 35 today. He is the most decorated Olympian of all time, winning 28 Olympic medals, 23 of them gold, in what Olympic sport?
Swimming.
Correct.
Wow, he's the most decorated. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Question three. A couple in Texas went on their first date after quarantine, only to have a meltdown in a dine-in restaurant because his wife had to wait over 18 minutes for shredded cheese for her fajitas.
I saw this on Reddit.
Tell her why.
Quote, it's the only way she can eat her fajitas, he tweeted.
The first comment I saw under her picture, and oh, she looks so forlorn, poor baby. Somebody just wrote, stay mad, bitch.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Katie, how do you spell fajitas?
Okay. F-A-J-I-T-A-S.
Yes.
Wow, you're such a fajitas.
I am.
Such a fajitas.
Let's not get Gavin started on fajitas, okay?
No.
Do not get me started. That was one less thing on the plate, a bowl of shredded cheese.
Question four. A homemade remake of The Princess Bride started airing short clips on Quibi yesterday, and actors recreated scenes from the movie included Tiffany Haddish, Common, Joe Jonas, Neil Patrick Harris, and others. In the original 1987 movie The Princess Bride, what professional wrestler played Fezzik?
Andre the Giant.
Correct.
Died of an enlarged heart.
It's true.
Aww.
And probably drinking barrels of wine his whole life, too.
Question five. The average American can get about $200 for all of the old electronics they have in their house that they aren't using anymore, like CD players, VCRs, and flip phones. Let's say you sell an old CD player for $25, an old VCR for $15, three flip phones for $30 each.
Okay.
An antique turntable for $60. And a first generation iPod for $10.
Oh my God.
How much money did you make?
Okay, how about everybody just shuts up now? 9, 10, 11, 12.
Nobody was even talking, but now we're going to talk.
What do they do with old iPods like that?
$200.
They refurbish it.
Yes!
Wow.
All right. Today's final score, Liz 2, Katie 5. She got all 5, bro.
She got all 5.
Oh, my God.
Now that I'm not there to clean up the confetti that you shoot at me, how come you've stopped doing the confetti?
That's a great question. Katie, your record is now 387 wins and 70 losses. Liz, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
That I am not smarter than Katie.
Nope.
Andre the Giant died of an enlarged heart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.